Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We are being joined right now by Kate Walinga. She is a forensic psychologist, and we are discussing Ngozi Zabari, the individual who had the cell in his garage, which a woman escaped from, and led police to the scene where she was being held. This man obviously has a very long history and rap sheet. Kate, I'm just going to throw it to you right now. What is your take on this individual with what we know of him thus far?
I don't think you want me to use those words.
We can say anything.
but I mean, I didn't go... I don't watch TV, so I didn't go that direction. Yep. I went toward David Parker Wray.
Okay.
You know, and having, in his case, rather than a garage, it was a trailer, mm-hmm. like a truck trailer, that he kept women in, multiple women, and had this whole fleshed out fantasy. Yeah. And, okay, look, I'm a terrible person, and I fully acknowledge this and own it, but David Parker Wray had years and years and years of practice and fantasizing, and had written out lists and tape recordings that he would play for these women as they came to. And he had a very fully fleshed out fantasy mm-hmm. about how things were going to go. And Zabari had a 2-point bulleted list, and I'm like,
you know, cute. Like, you're trying to be a killer. Yes.
You know, not like it's cute, but like, oh, you poor pathetic thing. Like, give it some more thought. You know, here's a guy who went to Seattle to abduct a woman and drove 7 hours and couldn't handle driving the 7 hours to his home before he had to stop and sexually assault her. So here's somebody with really bad impulse control. Mm-hmm. And, you know, often, so like earlier we were talking about Heuermann, and and in that case, you know, I've said before that you don't, like, for as much as you look at your neighbor and you're like, if somebody in my neighborhood is a serial killer, it's probably that guy. But for real, we don't actually think that.
Sure.
You know, we don't actually think, like, we think of that as kind of a joke, but like, here's a guy who is highly high functioning guy, and you know, had a family and didn't have a record, you know, of violence and sexual assault and that kind of thing. And so like, oh, you know, what a shock, amaze, appall, clutch my pearls. Whereas Zabari, it's like, nobody, like all the articles I've read up about him, the number of people who are like, I'll talk to you, but I need you to not use my name. Like mm-hmm. people are actively terrified of this guy. People yeah. want to be anonymous. And that's telling. Mm-hmm. And it really boils down to that, like, go ahead and call.
Yeah.
You like, you don't have to be sure. It's not your job to be sure, because this guy had kids. Yeah. And so, you know, a lot of people hesitate to call CPS because they're like, well, what if it turns out that they're not actually abusing their children? And I'm like, yes, but what if it turns out they are? It's not your job to be sure. It's your job to have an investigator, you know, investigate.
Yeah.
And so here's a guy who, he was a loose cannon, and people knew he was a loose cannon, but he wasn't, the right microscope was not placed over him.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no guesses as to exactly how much damage she did, but a lot.
How difficult do you think it's going to be to get people to come forward with testimony against Zabari for his prior bad acts that we're unaware of yet because of that fear factor, because of the fear? I mean, look at this. This is a man who's been convicted of multiple sexual assaults over time and been accused of multiple as well. And he's out there. He was able to commit this crime. So I can understand the fear of, like, you say something, he's going to be back out at a certain amount of time. I would imagine that fear is still there because we don't have really a murder conviction or anything on him.
Nor are we likely to.
Nor are we likely to. Like. Yeah. I mean, so at some point, he'll be back out.
I'm saying.
Yeah, which may not necessarily bode well for anyone coming up and raising their hand saying, let me give you some info.
It'd be a really hard sell also because let's say that they have enough, which it seems like they do, but let's say that they have enough evidence to convict him on attempted murder.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a brief sentence compared to actual completed murder.
Mm-hmm.
That, yeah, I mean, I've read accounts from neighbors who are talking about we are already in the process of moving. Because we don't want him to even think that maybe we talk to the police.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, all of this is, to me, you know, I'm not a profiler, but, I mean, I'd move.
Yeah. The system is likely, if they are not going to be able to get super strong charges against him to keep him away for a long time, there's no telling what he could do if he gets back out. And I don't know that there is anything that's going to keep him away unless they continue to find and they can get some evidence showing that he has been doing this in a serial sort of way.
Even doing it in a serial sort of way, like just the way, you know, with between prison overcrowding and true. The way crimes are, you know, the way time is adjudicated often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, if you're allowed to serve concurrent sentences, and if you're allowed to do, you know, there are states where it's like you only have to do 85% or 75% of your adjudicated time, and then you're allowed out on good behavior, things like that. Which good behavior, it's, I always hate that phrase so much.
Yep.
Because that, it sounds like you chose it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the reality is when you're in prison, bad behavior stands out.
Mm-hmm.
Like good behavior, you're watched all the time. You're told what to do and when to do it. And so it's not good behavior. You're just
status quo.
Following the crowd.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not necessarily going out of your way to show good behavior. It's just you're not causing problems.
You're just not exactly. You're perhaps lacking the cojones to act out when people bigger and stronger and more heavily weaponized than you are around you, whether that means your cellmate or a corrections officer,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't make you good.
Yeah.
It just makes you scared.
Sure. Sure. Seeing that he had the ability to kind of pull the wool over even Judge Judy's eyes and managed to win the case when he was on Judge Judy, I think is rather interesting. But at the same point, what it says to me more than anything else is this man's attention for or seeking for grandiose attention. Going on Judge Judy, obviously, it's a choice. No one's assigned Judge Judy as a civil judge. You willingly have to go there and do that. What does that say about this? The fact that he pretended to be a police officer to get this person into his custody, built the damn cell himself. He seems rather grandiose in many ways in the way that he conducts his criminal behavior.
Hence the David Parker Ray comparison. Mm-hmm. It's like here's somebody who he had some fantasies going on,
mm-hmm.
and you know, his wife and kids were not, I don't think, involved in these fantasies in the same way. Like with David Parker Ray, he had both the help of his partner and also physical distance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's out in the middle of nowhere. And Zabari didn't have this.
Sure.
And so, you know, but somehow he seemed to think he could just get away with stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I expect at some point we're going to get a not guilty by reason of insanity plea come out. Mm-hmm. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
Because the bar is so incredibly low on, like, any look, I did it for a living. And so I can tell you that anybody can spot the person who is actually not guilty by reason of insanity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I bet he tries to do that because, you know, he's going to tell himself that's easier time. Plus, you know, this is all, look at these crazy fantasies that I had. I'm waving my hands around again, like anybody can see, but look at these crazy fantasies I had in my head. Like, mm-hmm. what? I must have been crazy. Nobody would think this. And the reality is like, yeah, apparently you did.
Mm-hmm. Then it kind of goes to the definition of insanity. And what is that when we're talking about something like this? Because anyone could look at this behavior and go, that's insane. Why would you do that? But that variation, that definition is not truly the definition of what legally they'd look at as insane.
Oh, it makes me, I'm going to say it makes me insane. Like, yeah. There's such a thing. There's clinical insanity, which is, you are not fully rational. You're not logical. You don't have control over your moods. You don't have control over your thoughts. But, you know, if you're able to, so that's clinical insanity. Legal insanity is, do you know what you're doing is wrong? Meaning, would you do it in front of a police officer?
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to cooperate with your attorney? Doesn't mean you have to do it, just means could you if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And do you understand the basics of a court proceeding? Like, do you understand how to sit at a table? Mm-hmm. Do you understand what a judge is and who your attorney and who the other attorney is? Do you understand that you can say, no, I don't want to testify on my own behalf, things like that. Like, mm-hmm. do you understand the very basics? That's very different.
Yeah.
Like, those are very different things. You can, I guarantee anybody who's listening, you know someone who has schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm.
You know someone who has such severe cognitive or mood disorders that they have had to be, you know, involuntarily committed to a psychiatric facility. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you do. One in 10 people.
Sure.
Have severe enough mental illness to qualify as clinically unwell, mm-hmm. clinically insane. You don't know very many people who are legally insane.
Yeah.
That bar is really low.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.